Good evening, Abbas. Good evening, good evening. More on halachas of Dvorim Anoigim Besuda. We're up to Simon Kuf Ein Dalet, Seif Vav, top of the page, page Ein Vav. Ein Levorech Acha Yain She Besuda. A person who drank wine during or before the meal will not need to make a bracha achroina of main sholosh after the meal. The birkas hamazon poitartoi, because when he benches hazon, he will have parted the wine, and no further bracha achroina is required. Vechein poitaris yain shelifnei hamazon, and similarly, if he had wine prior to the meal, the benching will patter any wine that he drank before that. And even if he drank wine before the meal, but not during the meal, the benching at the end will exempt everything. And come on, sof simen reish, eishein beis. Well, in yain shel avdolish v'na mozun, that's the simen reish that he tests. So, the halacha that we're learning here is that benching will patter everything, which is all the wines that was drank during or prior to the meal. That's what we do, right? That's generally what we do. Mishneh Berurah now goes into a fascinating, interesting discussion, which is the following in Seif Kotten Chav Dalet, Shelifnei HaMozoin. Tekeven Sheboim Liftoach HaMe'ayim Leam Shechotam Letai V'Zamaychel Havei Gam Ken Kedvorim HaBoim Achmas HaSudu. Why is it that when you bench Hazon, you have exempt the wine? Why? Why? Why don't you need to make a special Bruch HaChoin on the wine? Yeah, that's an interesting point. You're saying that's an interesting point. That's very interesting because you've got everything included in it. Yeah. The Mishneh Berurah assumes the reason is that the reason why a person patters a person patters by saying hazon, all the wines, is because of the concept that we're going to see shortly, that anything that is bo machmas asuda, anything that has to do with a meal, anything that you're eating together, joined with a meal, that has to do with a meal, you're exempt, you're pattering through the hazon. In other words, if you drink, we're going to see soon about regular drinks, you're not going to make afterwards bernefoshes. You're going to be, by saying hazon, by benching, you've pattered it. So he says, similarly also, wine was exempt, was gepatted through the hazon because it's part of the meal. But why is wine part of the meal? If you have it, let's say, before the meal. Say you have it before the meal. Why is it? Why is it boy machmas asuda? Halachically speaking, but not physically speaking.
Yeah.
That's not called machmas asuda. Why? Machmas Asuda means that it's part of the meal. So the Mishneh Berurah says the following words. The kevin sheboim liftoach ha-me'ayim, since wine opens up the stomach, leham shechotam letai v'samachal, to bring him appetite, have gam ken kedvorim ha-boim machmas Asuda, is also considered something which is bo machmas Asuda. So he says, v'poshu dezavkem shoyse somuch lemozna al kulponim, this is only if you drank wine straight before the meal. It's like the beginning of the meal. So Rabbi Isai, we're going to go into an interesting shaila now. Because the Mishneh Berurah says, the reason why you don't need to make a bracha achroina on the wine is because the Kiddush wine that you have, it's a bit like the Aschalta de Seuda, it's a bit like it brings appetite on your, it brings about appetite. Wine before the meal brings appetite. So, Mishneh Berurah says, if you're drinking a long time before the meal, it's not a thing to do with appetite, you're going to have to make a special bracha achroina. Question that the contemporary poskim ask. Okay, that's with regards to wine. But what about grape juice? If we say that wine, you don't need to make a bracha achroina, and is exempt through the benching, the reason why it's exempt is because it's dvorim haboim achmas asuda. Why is it dvorim haboim achmas asuda? Because it brings about appetite. Wine opens up the appetite, so I can understand wine will be exempt for benching. But what about grape juice? I know that for many areas of halacha, grape juice and wine is identical, but for this concept, what do we say? Is it, chemically speaking, how comparable is wine and grape juice?
I mean, they're very similar. But
they are very similar.
How it affected the body differently. I mean, it's mostly different up here.
Is it? Well, there's alcohol and there isn't.
Yeah.
I mean. Well, that's a big difference. It's a very different beverage. It's a very different drink.
I mean, if you pour
makes a difference on the stomach.
It makes a difference on the stomach. That's right. I mean, we are used to comparing them, but really, if you think about it, they are very different types of drinks. After having drunk a cup of grape juice and a cup of wine, you feel very different. Or if you drink three cups of wine, you feel very different.
Maybe it has the same effect as in with the stomach. You said before, prepares the food.
Yeah. Will the grape juice do the same?
I don't know. I mean,
okay, so you're saying that bit.
You could probably run a car engine on pork, but you probably couldn't run it on grape juice.
Pardon, say that again?
You could probably run a car engine on pork, but you probably couldn't run it on grape juice.
Right. So, assuming that we are comparable to an engine. So you're saying it's very different?
It's very different.
Okay, the Arpo scheme, who, because of this very question, they suggest and they hold. The minority opinion holds that indeed you've got a bit of a problem with grape juice and you've got a bit of a problem. It's a minority opinion, and they say that it's because the whole concept that we're understanding now clearly is regards to wine, but grape juice could be not. However, the consensus of the poskim, and certainly the minhag, and what generally people do is that they say that generally people make, so the consensus of the poskim is that grape juice will have the same halacha as wine, and if you have grape juice at the beginning of the meal, it's also going to be covered to the benching at the end. But I just want to bring out that there's a chiddush in it. There's a bit of a chiddush that we're saying that wine and grape juice is the same. Which is a bit of a chiddush. It's a bit of a chiddush. Yeah.
What about Ezra's point? That, let's say you had a piece of cake 25 minutes before the meal, but you didn't make a main chiddush because you figured, well, I'm going to be washing for bread soon. And so you could have
that. So that will be a discussion later on. Keep that open. Keep that open. We'll get about that. We'll get to that as well, Mitzchem. We'll get to that. Yeah. So I wonder what whiskey, in which she's saying that if you make kiddush on whiskey, what would be the halacha then? Lichoira, you will say the same, that liftoyach hameayim lehamshich odom letayves hameichel. I imagine the same halacha will apply. I think that anything that's got alcohol inside will have that. I think so. No.
If it's not non-kiddush meal.
So what's the shaila? And you still have grape juice beforehand? Yeah, well, the same halach will apply there. Yeah. Okay, so I just thought it's an interesting chiddush. Yeah.
A full vine is more stronger than a grape juice.
Well, we are saying now that could be this point of bringing appetite, could be that it's the same. Because in many, it tastes a bit similar, so it's that point will be the same. Okay, Siv Zayin. If a person hasn't got wine, and he drinks water as an alternative, or another drink, you will not make a bracha on them. We're talking about bracha rishoyna now. During a meal, you will not make a bracha rishoyna, because it's boy machmas asuda. The drinks are considered boy machmasuda, they come because of the meal. You're drinking because of the meal. Division derech lechol. Normally, people won't drink below shtiyah without drinking. I just want to point out that it's interesting the wording of the Shulchan Aruch that people would say that people would normally drink wine during the meal, because that's what I think we spoke about it at least once before. That people, when you drink nowadays, we don't a normal meal. You won't necessarily think that you drink with wine. I mean, I don't know how your meals look like, but it's not the normal drink. It's not the normal drink. So, but the Shulchan Aruch's times, and that's in the Mishnah and Gemara's times as well, when a person would drink, it would either be wine, and if there is no wine, then you're going to drink water. But the juices, the way we know them, it's quite a modern, it's much more recent. So the Shulchan Aruch says, if you haven't got wine and you're going to drink water or any older alternative, you don't make a bracha on them because they are considered choshem machmasuda. They are part of the meal. Drinks are part of the meal, and you don't make a bracha on it. Even wine, he wouldn't normally make a bracha on wine, Ella only, normally you wouldn't make a bracha on wine anyway. You wouldn't really, because you're drinking the wine together with the meal. But why do you make a bracha on wine in the middle of the meal? Because it deserves its own bracha. It deserves its own bracha. It's called chshivas in its own. And wine, you make a special bracha on wine. But any other drinks, water, or any other juices, anything else, you won't make a bracha on it because it's just part of the suda. And even if he's thirsty before the meal, person who wants to, who's not drinking during the meal, not before the meal, he doesn't intend to drink at all because he feels it's not healthy for him to drink. Nevertheless, if he does drink, any person who drinks, even if he's not thirsty, doesn't, if he drinks during the meal, it doesn't need its own bracha. It's considered boim mach masasuda. So we're learning a concept that anything that is drank during the meal is considered boim mach masasuda. You will normally drink in the meal because you're thirsty from the bread, from the meal. You're thirsty because of the meal you're eating. It's part of the meal. You won't make a special bracha on it. And wine is the exception. It's also boim mach masasuda, but it deserves, as chashivas, it deserves its own bracha. Good question. Rabbi Sai, whiskey during the meal?
No.
No? Why? Doesn't have chashivas. Doesn't have chashivas. You have whiskey during the meal? Bracha or no bracha? No. It doesn't have chashivas of wine. Yeah. Well, no, because the reason why the whiskey is, you don't make a bracha on the whiskey, it's because it's included in the hamotzi. It's boy mach masasuda. It's part of the meal, it's part of the hamotzi. And therefore you don't make a special bracha. But if it's before the meal, you need to have a bracha rishona for it.
I'm saying before a meal, you're saying it's okay to
make, yeah.
So it continues.
Yeah.
The bracha covers it because it opens the appetite. But during the meal, it doesn't have a bracha shivas. Now, during the meal, it doesn't have
Hashivas. During Hashivas, that's right.
Have a
correct. Correct, correct, correct.
I thought you said in
the Leisha Pasukah is different halachas. Although there is an element which is comparable, but it's generally different halachas. Okay, V'yeshoim, bottom of the page, V'yeshoim, some say, Levoich alamayim besuda. This is a minority opinion that holds you will make a bracha on every drink during the meal. Does anybody paskin like that? You make a bracha on when you have apple juice, when you have orange juice in the middle of the meal, you make shaka. So, there is such an opinion holds that you make a bracha. Mishnah Berurah says, not just water, sifkot lamed given by mine, v'wadin isham kol mashkin. That any other drink as well, you will make a bracha on any drink that is being enjoyed during the meal. We don't paskin like that, but there's such an opinion. V'yesh machmir moed, and there's even Oshod as well, even more machmir. Levori chalem bechol pam. Every time you have a drink during the meal, every time you make a bracha, shakol, shakol, shakol. Whenever you have another cup, you make a special shakol during the meal. Tistam nimlachu bechol pam, because you normally intentionally to have one cup. You're not only going to have one cup of apple juice. If you're later going to have another cup of apple juice, it didn't occur to you to have two cups. You're going to make a new bracha on the next cup. That again is an opinion, but we don't paskin like that. For oitzeli stalik min asafek, somebody wants to be oitzel. All opinions. Yeshiv koydim in a tilev mokum sudoso. You should sit down the place where he's going to eat shortly. Ve'yvarech al das lishtois b'soy chasuda, and he's going to make a special bracha intending all the drinks that he's going to have during the meal. The minig is very shiny, but the minig is not like that. The minig is certainly to not make a bracha on any drinks because they're considered included in boimach masud, they're considered hamotzi, and you don't make a special bracha on them. Pardon? This opinion says that if you want to be yotze old opinions and you don't want to just not make a bracha during the meal, what you should do is the following. Before you wash, you sit down where you're going to eat, you take apple juice, and you say shakel ni bidvoroi. And you have in mind all the drinks you have during the meal.
Can't do that
often. No. Because according to many opinions, it's bochel v'atola. According to the, it's more than a bochel v'tzicha, it would be bochel v'atola. The Mishnah Berurah now goes into an interesting discussion of various examples of boy machmas asuda. Habayis, we're learning now a concept that anything which is considered a boim, kom, machmas, because hasuda the meal, is included, you don't make a bracha. Many shailes are asked about this, shailes in the times of Mishnah Berurah, and then more contemporary shailes as well, because there are things that are part of the meal, right? If it's part of the meal, you don't make a bracha. But there are things which is a bit questionable as to whether it's really considered part of the meal. Mishnah Berurah brings a few interesting examples. He brings the following. In Tzivkot Lamites. Yeah, he actually goes into a bit of whiskey over here. He goes into that shail actually over here. In Tzivkot Lamites. So he starts off saying, the drinks are considered boim machmasuda. If you have a bit of a whiskey in the middle of the meal, there are achronim who hold, if you have a bit of whiskey in the middle of the meal, you make a shahakul. Why? You don't drink whiskey because you're thirsty. Is that true? Don't drink whiskey because you're thirsty? Yeah, you're not going to have a... So he says, it could be, one could argue, that you make shakud on it. Why are you having whiskey in the middle of the meal? Drink, but it's not part of it, it's not thirst. It's, you want to have... So it's not boy machmas asuda.
Well, you're drinking because it's nice. You're not going to drink it when it's not asuda, so you have your nice things during the asuda.
Right. But that is a chiddush that's considered boy machmas asuda. You're ultimately going to be right. But boy machmas asuda, we learned so far, is because you're thirsty.
Well, half the food you eat in the asuda, you don't need to eat. You're only eating challah because of the asuda, and everything else is because it's nice.
No.
You're not going to get starved if you have a piece of challah and a drink of water. And that's
drinking,
you
how...
The
point is that drinking, why is drinking not... Why is drinking considered machmas asuda? Why? You're right, when it comes to the meal, that's all part of the meal, it's machmas asuda. But why is drinking considered machmas asuda? The Shulchan Aruch says, because you're thirsty. If you're thirsty, you're going to drink machmas asuda. But that's true with regards to water, wine, that's true with regards to apple juice and orange juice. But whiskey, you're not drinking whiskey because you're thirsty. You're drinking because you're enjoying the meal, but that's, who says that's considered machmas asuda? Ultimately, you're going to be right. I'm just pointing out as a chiddush here. Says the Mogen Avraham indeed, aber der Mogen Avraham kost hat der besucht und einzig gebrochen, mir schon der aus bolle eure teife sa meiche und khoshim gam kaze machmas mir was said no it's considered machmasuda because it's still the appetite that is brought about is from the meal, it's connected to the meal, a bit like you're saying you're not going to have whiskey, random whiskey, you're having the whiskey because you're enjoying the meal, it's part of the meal, so it's not thirst but it's still enjoyment of the meal and it's going machmasuda. Yeah, absolutely. Correct. Yeah. But that's also chiddush that's considered machmasuda because again, it's not thirst. The chiddush is that anything beyond shtiyah is also considered machmasuda. Yeah, but you're right. That is lemaisuda. He speaks about olives. Olives, zayis moliach, ugekas meluchim, and it's lemaisuda the minig to be made. The poiskim address. The shaila of fruit during the meal, before the meal, as a first course. And for some reason, poskim are not so happy about this, that it's actually considered boi machmasuda, fruit as a first course. Does anybody make a bracha on them? Anybody makes a bracha? If you have fruit, yeah? Yep. First course? No. Pardon? Piece of bread with it. Right. So that's interesting. You said you'd make, as a first course, you're going to make bracha on...
Yeah, it's not really part of the meal.
It's not really part of the meal. There is certainly such an argument that it's not considered machmasuda. It's not considered machmasuda. Like, so there is an argument to say you have to make a bracha on it. The Maaser, many poskim are mekel, and they say that it's already so embedded in the meal that one could argue that it's machmasuda, it's an appetizer, it's part of the meal, and some poskim are mekel, you don't make a bracha. One could even argue a step further, it's sofik brochas la'okel, and therefore you don't make a bracha on it. But it's true that some achronim are very strongly of the opinion It's not part of the meal, it's not machmasuda, and you make a bracha on the first course if there are peiros. Well, that's going to be the discussion of desserts, so we'll still get to that. The Mishnah Berurah here goes into the shaila of coffee at the end of the meal. Anybody has coffees at the end of the meal? Yeah? So would you make a bracha on that or not? You do not. And the point being that what? It's part of the meal. Anybody makes a bracha on coffee? Coffee at the end of the meal? You have coffee, black coffee, in the meal? So the Mishnah Berurah says as follows. Imam speaks, because I'm third, I'm the third from the narrow lines up. 1, 2, 3. It says, because of Chayodom. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 line from the top of page Ein Zayin, Mishnah Berurah. Because of Chayodom, Chayodom holds, and he writes, Deim Shoysach Masud also cafe. If a person drinks cafe, Hu Rak Kedei Le'akel Amozoin, this is because for digestive purpose. To get it to settle the food. For the domine shamashkin, it's not comparable to other drinks. The alkane, therefore, tzorch levoch bocha rishon, you'll have to make a bocha rishon on it. Since it's not machmas azuda in its purest sense, you're not drinking coffee because of thirst. You're drinking coffee to settle. It's an additional, you want to just, an additional course. Like you want to, it's not part of the meal really. Mishavu wants to suggest that maybe for digestive purpose, you have to make a bracha on it. But he says no, could be, Mishnah Berurah says, he argues in Chayodom, could be no. It's not poshut. It's that one could argue that it's still part of the meal. So either it is part of the meal or it's like an additional. He said it's not poshut. And therefore, he says that maybe the best way, he says not poshut. He says, I can hear both sides of the coin. It is therefore good to make a bracha before that. You make a bracha before that on al me'atzuka, on a bit of sugar. The best way for it is to make a bracha on the sugar. Lift as a cover to part of the cover. You take a sugar cube, you make a jacket, and then the sugar for sure is not part of the coffee, and it's for sure not part of the meal, sugar cube. So therefore, you make a sugar, you take a sugar, you make jacket, you have the coffee in mind, the sugar in mind, you're going to be able to see all the opinions. That's, of course, only true with regards to week. There's an important addition over here. But if it's Shabbos and Yom Tov, it won't apply at all. We learned earlier that Kiddush will exempt all the drinks anyway during the meal. So with regards to Shabbos, this discussion is not relevant. Because on Shabbos you make Kiddush, and Kiddush will include everything. In principle, and therefore you won't have to make a special bracha. But if it's not, if it's a shavachas, and it's you've got a nice meal or whatever it is, even a chasn, and now you want to have coffee at the end, they serve normally, no? Don't they serve coffee at the end of simchas? Yeah, sometimes they do. So now, if you want to have it, so the shaila is as to whether you have to make a shakel or not. So many people say, you don't have to make a shakel, it's part of the meal. Some say you should. And Mishnah Berurah says, if you can, the best way is to take a sugar cube, make shakel. Here it's all the opinions. I don't think that's the minig, Rabbi Isai. I think the minig is to be lenient. What do you think? I think the minig generally is to be lenient, not to make a bracha. I think that's generally, I think it's too many. Pardon?
I was saying a bracha with not a sugar cube, but saying.
No, that might be because many hold that you don't make shakar on the coffee. So you're going to a shaila, should I make a bracha, not make a bracha? So in order, it's a bit tricky. So the best way forward is to take a sugar cube, but that for sure you'll have to make a bracha. It doesn't have to be sugar, by the way. It could be chocolate as well. Absolutely, yeah. Maybe, I hear that. Yeah, very good. You do? Then it's different. Absolutely. I think that coffee generally wasn't like that. I think coffee was not of thirst. You're right. If it's because of thirst, 100% you're going to make a bracha. You're not going to make a bracha on it. 100%. But I don't think that was what he's referring to. Right. And you don't drink that for thirst. You don't. Right. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, we learned tonight. We learned the halachas of any other drink being considered, boy machmas asuda, you will not make a drink, you will not make a bracha on additional drinks during the meal. We learned that if you have wine during the meal, you will not make a special bracha choyna. wine before the meal, you will also not make a bracha achrona. It's all included in the benching. We learned that a person who has any boy machmas suda, you make bracha on that. We learned that all the various examples of boy machmas suda, and you won't make a bracha on it. And we finally spoke about the coffee, which according to many opinions you don't make a bracha. Chayodom says maybe you do make a bracha. Mishlebu says halach lemaisa, the best way forward is that you take a sugar or chocolate or something, make shakun, you have everything in mind. However, again, this is only with regards to weekdays. Shabbos is halacha won't apply because it's anyway exempt through the wine from the Kiddush.